And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the 97.3, the fan studios with Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. But wait, Cedros Kayak Fishing is so much more than kayak fishing, and we're going to tell you all about it. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3, the fan.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. And when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Today's going to be an awesome day talking about one of my most favorite places to go fishing in the whole world with a couple of people that I like fishing with just about more than anybody. Going to be a great time today.
Yeah, for sure. Jeff Mariani, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Jeff?
Yeah,
morning,
great to have you in the studio. So
thank you very much.
Now, I said at the beginning it's Cedros Kayak Fishing, but it's so much more.
It is. We have I own everything. So I own my own pongas as well.
Yeah.
So I can control everything that we do. But we have two really nice pongas that we target all the islands around Cedros as well as every inch of Cedros.
Yeah. So you don't hire out to the local guides. You have your own guides that are employees of yours on your own pongas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Both Ramon and Paul, those are my two captains. They both work with us year-round and take care of their boats and help around the house, of course, and everything else, and stay on top of the fishing constantly.
That's
all
awesome.
Year long. You know what I mean? So that, you know, I'm down there so much too, so they love fishing, and I 100% allow it. I get mad if they don't bring their rods with us. There's a lot of downtime. You know what I mean? So it's important that those guys are having some fun throughout the day too, at least for me. You know what I mean? Like, I want them engaged in fishing. You know what
but
I mean?
The season starts now.
It's been going for quite a while. I just got back at the end of May. I was down there on a family trip and with Chris, and we found yellows every day. There was a lot of wind during our trip, but we found yellows
every
day.
Which is typical this time of the year.
It is. It is. But right now, the past couple weeks, the fishing is just crazy right in front of the salt factory.
Really
nice.
Good grade of fish to like 44, 45 pounds.
Oh,
yellowtail.
My gosh.
Big yellows, eating surface iron, eating live max. There's a just an influx of red crab again all around the island, front side and back side. So, you know, they're targeting, hitting a lot of red colors is working very well. Calico bass bite was very good for Chris and I when we were down there, and I've only heard that it's just, you know,
it gets better every day.
Yeah. We moved the tackle shop now to closer to Main Street. It's going really good. I opened it a week ago, and just the amount of people coming in now, mostly, you know, locals. There's some you know, traveling guys that have been coming in, but it's mostly locals right now. And the amount of good reports that I'm getting because of the shop, it's really neat just seeing it, you know, in a little bit better location, open every day, you know, for several hours throughout the day. And it's just it's going to enhance what we're doing down there for sure.
And that's how you started on Cedros.
That's
you started
how everything
with
started.
Cedros Tackle, right?
Exactly. Everything started with you going on, you and Rick going on a Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Yeah.
And then from there it's grown to, Tackle
you just
Shop.
Just fell in love with that island.
It is second my foot landed on that tarmac when I got off the plane, like I knew right there.
Yeah,
so this is my spot.
I love it.
You wanted to hang out there.
And this was it. Yeah.
Yeah, so. And you're all in, as they say.
I am, and this year I absolutely am all in. I've worked hard talking to my wife and letting her know, like, this is my life. You know what I mean? This is what I want. And so fully committed this year to this, and be down there. I was down there on every trip last year, but this year is not, you know, I have a couple guys still with my day job doing their thing, but I am going to be 110% focused on what's going on and
Helps
just doing
lot,
what
man.
We do. You know what I mean? So I have a lot of people coming down. We almost tripled from last year the amount of people we have coming down, so I know I've got my work cut out for me, so I figured, you know, like, there's no better time than right now to, like,
jump in.
Fully commit. It's on. Like, this is we've been accepted, I guess, is a way to put it. You know, I think with the combination of, the pongas and also this new plane ride that we're doing from up in the French Valley Airport, Temecula area, so convenient, so easy. I mean, Chris and I flew this plane just recently on the Memorial Day weekend. The border wait was 5 hours, and we were in Calexico for 5 minutes.
Wow.
So, how cool is that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a beautiful flight, too. You know, you leave Cedros, you kind of head straight across to the Baja coast, and then you're flying over the peninsula there basically for 45 minutes, and then you get to see the Sea of Cortez and everything as you're landing in San Felipe, and it's a very quick check there. They're basically waiting for you. There's nobody there.
That's
so you
cool.
land in your plane, and they just come out to greet you, take you directly inside. You know, I pay the last little visa fee that I got to pay so we can leave, and then
you're out of there.
We're out of there, and then we land again 30 minutes later in Calexico. So it's kind of neat because you're like, it's like a stop and go thing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
Calexico to clear U.S.
customs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, another quick 5 minute stop, and it's kind of, you know, like for bathroom breaks and things like that.
Yeah,
like
sure,
whatever
nice.
Guys need, like you just. It's kind of neat, just up and down, and it helped broke for me. It broke up the trip, and it just, next thing you know, at 3:30, I was in Temecula, and I'm like, well, we left the island at 12, though. Like, how is that? How'd that just happen? I mean, I was walking in my shower at 5 to 4.
That's going, pretty cool.
Is this for real?
Like, yeah.
This is fantastic. I mean,
that's great.
I was laughing the whole flight, and I know everyone else is just going to be like, really? Like, it's just such a great way to access the island now. We've taken everything out of it. You know, you pull right up, you park right in front of the hangar. You walk yourself in, the pilot's right there, and you help load the plane, you know, yourself, and then, you know, he pulls it outside with the golf cart, you know. Like, when we came back, we landed, he went to the end of the runway, we turned, we were going between all the hangars, and he just got the garage door opener out. And
that is so
cool. Now, what kind of plane is it?
So we got to fly on the Piper Navajo, I believe it's called, the Chieftain. But our main will be the Piper Aztec,
mm-hmm. which is
it's twin engine, seats six total with the pilot, so five of us. Mm-hmm. Most of my trips are four. That way we have kind of the extra room for right. some extra baggage and stuff like that. But you know, I control everything. It's my charter, so there's no. There's a limit on how much weight you can bring because we're in a smaller plane. I want to send you home with fresh fish, so got to still kind of pack accordingly, 30 pounds a guy, but no rod fees.
Which is easy
like
when
that.
You're going with the guy that owns the tackle store on the island.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I'm in so much contact with the guys that travel with us. Like, it's constant. I'm sending emails and things like that, updates, so that you can pack accordingly.
Totally.
You don't need to bring down five or six rods. Like, you just don't need it. You know what I mean? Like,
now, do they hold you to the four rod limit?
It's just something that I set. There's no real rules. I just want everyone to at least have the opportunity to bring down their gear. So, like, you know, just try to pack accordingly. You only need two bass rods and two yellowtail rods
yeah.
for fishing Cedros Island. You don't need. Then this goes for anyone, whoever you're traveling with. Like,
even Chris?
You don't need. Well, he has all his stuff there. So he's done bringing stuff down.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, I see guys, you know, they think they need everything, and you kind of really don't. Like, there's only a few lures that we seem to use, like, every day. And, you know, yes, patterns change, but, like, you don't need to bring 50 pounds of iron.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you want to save that your weight so you can bring home. Like, from us, it's only fresh or it's smoked on the Traeger or jerky or something like that.
That's so cool. So describe the experience of Cedros kayak fishing. Somebody books a trip, and there's a limited availability. If you go to cedroskayakfishing.com, you'll see, and you go on the schedule, you can actually book online.
You can.
Now, which is great. There's limited availability, but there's still a few prime spots. So give us the full experience. You fly down to Cedros. Once you arrive at Cedros, what's going to happen?
So basically, you meet us in Temecula. And at the airport, we get you on the plane. When you land at Cedros, at least for this year for sure, I'm already going to be down there because we have so many back-to-backers. I'm just going to
sure.
start in June and pretty much stay. So you'll fly down. Myself and my crew will be there waiting for you guys when you land. You park off to the side. You don't pull up at the main building right there. You park off to the side. We get you the guys that are on the plane. We get them offloaded real quick. And the military comes, spins the dog around the bags real quick, and then we get those guys loaded in our truck and the other guys loaded in the plane, and it takes 10 minutes. Those guys are gone now, heading back home. We get you guys in the truck and then to the house, get you situated, you know, in a room real quick, and then my boats are ready. So if you
and everybody gets their own room.
At our place, because of our smaller groups, four to five guys at a time, yes. You're staying at my personal house that my wife and I put together, and yes, you get your own bedroom.
Your own bedroom.
At the end of the night.
And
we all hang out.
And it has a beautiful common area there that you all share.
Yeah, basically the front house is, you know, where my bedroom is, and I have a spare bedroom for my friends, like my neighbor John. And there's a bathroom up there, but that's where Terry does all the cooking. That's where we eat all of our meals all together. There's, you know, a couch. We watch the TV right there.
So you have your own chef there.
Yeah, Terry takes care of all of our meals.
Yeah.
I do a lot of the barbecuing at night if we're cooking fish or lobster and stuff like that. I've taken on a lot of that responsibility. But, yeah, she's taking care of our rooms throughout the day and all that. So
cool.
But our main thing is, like, we're on the island by 10 a.m. So, like, we're fishing right away. Like, you can literally be on the water by 11. My boats are ready. They'll be fueled up. Lunch will be on the boat. So as quick as you can put your bags in your room and grab your rods and everything, get on the boat, like, we're going for a 7-8 hour fishing day.
It's just so crazy that you can be in Temecula in the morning and literally be catching a calico bass on Cedros at noon.
My pilot, he's like,
not
he's
can be,
pushing up the time too. He's like, I want you there at 6:15. We're leaving at 6:45. Okay. Okay. No problem.
You know what I mean? That's awesome, man. Yeah, I love it.
The faster you go, and like I tell all my guys, like, you listen to the pilot, help him load the plane. When he tells you get out in San Felipe, get out, walk with him, get inside. The quicker you do all that, the quicker you get to me, the quicker we're on the water.
That's yeah. Rad.
And here's the other thing. When you're ready to, when you're done, you're ready to go, you're leaving the island at 10 o'clock.
By 10:30, you're on the plane and in the air already.
So nice.
And you're back in Temecula by 1:30.
Wow.
So home with your fresh fish. You leave your cooler in your truck or car. And I send everything in the Yeti cooler bags, and then we would, you know, we'd just do the transfer. You stop for ice, and then you got fresh fish now. Nothing frozen ever.
I love it.
You have 4- and 5-day trips. So how? So you're okay. So let's take the next trip that's available here. The next 4 days, you leave Friday, June 21st. You're fishing that afternoon, Friday.
Oh, absolutely. You're fishing that morning. Because you're on the island by 10 a.m.
By 10 a.m., okay.
Yeah, I have you on the boat by 11.
So you fished on the 4-day. You fish Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
On a 4-day.
Yeah.
And then you get on the plane on Monday morning and
right.
You're back by
exactly.
A little afternoon.
Yeah. By 1:30, you're back in Temecula.
So you're getting 3 days of fishing.
You're absolutely getting 3 days on the water.
On the water.
Yeah.
On a 4-day trip.
Yeah. I'm not staying by the harbor. Like, my favorite spots are Punta Norte and Pier de Colorado, which are both an hour boat ride from town. So, like, get on the boat. We have an hour to get your tackle ready. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I'm going far. I don't want to fish close. Like, I'm going to go. If the fish are right out front, of course, I'm not driving away from the fish. But
yeah.
I'm, you know, my
you're
plan
You're not afraid
is,
of making a run.
I am not
saying.
Afraid to go far.
Not afraid of burning fuel.
Nope.
Yeah. So,
I'm ready to go.
On the 5-day trip, like our Let's Talk Hookup trip
yep.
next week, a 5-day trip, you're going to get 4 days of fishing.
You're fishing 4 days, yeah.
Wow.
You're going to be tired, yeah.
That's amazing.
Something that used to take us 6 days,
yeah.
We're getting done now in 5.
Yeah.
I basically eliminated
four
a whole
nights,
day of travel.
4 nights of lodging.
Yep.
Yeah. And everything's included.
That the price you see is all-inclusive, everything but your gratuity.
Okay.
For, you know, I take care of your Mexican fishing licenses. A lot of guys have them already,
yeah.
But it, you know, it costs me $20 just to buy it online. That way, all my paperwork's in one folder. I take care of all your visas, and I take
great.
Care of all the bracelets down on the island. So that way, everything, like I said, is in one folder. If someone comes up, which no one ever has yet, probably because I always have that folder ready.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that way you're not thinking about anything except your trip.
And when you wake up in the morning, you can say, you know, I think I'm going to stick on the Ponga today. Or, hey, I want to go on the kayak. Or do a combination of both.
I was going to ask, do you have trips? Do you have guys, like, when you have charters that come down, do you have guys that do a combo? Like, I'll fish the kayak one day, I'll fish the Ponga the next?
Absolutely. It seems like just about every trip is like that this year.
No kidding.
Guys are, you know, the kayaks is super fun, but it is a lot more tiring. And after 2 or 3 days, I mean, only Chris has the...
Yeah,
you know,
the
stamina
Superman.
To do it for 3 to 4 days in a row. But it gives me a nice opportunity,
totally
you know,
does.
Get you out of the kayak for a little bit. We can go further, you know what I mean? Of course, I can go explore wherever you want to go. It gives you that option. We're all sitting around at the dinner table the night before, and so that's kind of when I start talking to everyone about what
okay.
our day is going to be so my crew can plan before they go home. If I know we're kayaking in the morning, that way I can load the boat.
Yeah.
So I'm not wasting that time in the morning. Like, if I'm waking you up at 5, we're on the water at 6. So
I love it, man. This is great.
Yeah,
wow.
I try to be very organized. I'm fishing as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I know what I want, and so what I do out here in San Diego and everywhere I fish, like, this is what guys are coming down to do. They're coming down for a fishing experience, and because I'm the only guy that owns a place and that is literally there on every trip and fishing with you, you know. So like, and I want to go out and bang them too. So like, I'm gonna take you to my better spots, and so I want you, like, you know, let's go. You know what I mean? If
yeah.
you're into fishing and you want to do it, let's do it. If you want to sit around and wake up and have bacon and eggs and stuff like that, like, everybody who comes down, they tell me what the day is going to be. I'm not here to dictate their trip, but I will go fishing hard if you want.
And the cool thing is you can go by a solo, or you can take the whole lodge for four people. Isn't that?
Absolutely.
Call your buddies and say, hey, let's all go to Cedros and have the whole thing and do your own custom.
I have several groups like that, but having single room occupancy, yes, a single guy. Like, I have several guys who signed up on trips this year because when you have your own bedroom to go relax at night and have
yeah.
your own space, that's when it all pays off.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. It's fishing season right now.
You're not kidding, man. And just a perfect opportunity and, boy, the right time to have these guys in here with the Cedros season kicking off. And not only are you going to have an opportunity to talk to Jeff and John and Chris, and we're just going to be having lots of fun talking fishing and talking our favorite spot at Cedros Kayak Fishing. We are giving away such a great prize. And again, you want to talk about perfect timing. Somebody at the end of the show today is going to win a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. You want to talk about trophy of a lifetime style fishing. Day after day after day, Captain Ryan Boston and Captain Matt Bralla are just putting together. I mean, there has been 100-pounders and big. I mean, 160-pounder yesterday. Yeah. It's unbelievable what those guys are doing. It's fantastic trophy bluefin fishing.
Yeah. And Captain Ryan Boston will be in the studio 1 week from today.
All right, yeah. Cool. That's going to be great.
Telling all about that.
Yeah.
But somebody gets to go on that great trip.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fantastic. The boat's been doing unbelievably well in that quality fishing. We're giving away that full-day trip on the San Diego today. Again, if you want to get your chance to win that awesome trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Jeff, give us a call this morning on the fan, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Got an open phone line right now. That's your opportunity to talk to the boys and have your shot at winning that great trip. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. Plus, we're going to pull a lot of info out of Jeff. I want some down and dirty surface iron info from Cedros. We got a great show coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on 97.3 The Fan.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Saving Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hydrohoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled it down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy crowded launch ramp with no place to park your boat trailer? I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the radio talking about great products like Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge bait tanks. These products are the best for our unique Western needs, and Hydrohoist is in the same exact league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, and no need to bolt it to a dock. You can even put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? Hydro Hoist has a new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld, and you guessed it, it's Dana Landing. They're the new dealer for Hydro Hoist boat lifts, and their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it, lift it on a Hydro Hoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information. And get lifted.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, hey, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information. Wow, I'll tell you what, they have their big Catalina big event that's going on this weekend. We'll be interested to hear how all that goes down. You'll find that out next week. But front page, Andy Cates and his son. Really great picture there of Andy catching big with his son, bluefin tuna. I can't believe how big his son is now.
I know. Wow. Well, and that fish, I think, won the spring shootout for the San Diego Marlin shootout. Club tournament, which is really cool.
Yeah, and congratulations to Captain Bob Fletcher and his son Rob and the team. They won the Bay Bass, Club Challenge.
Yeah.
Southwestern versus San Diego Yacht Club, and they killed it.
They dominated.
They got a big sand bass, and they got a big Corvina, and
and a big halibut, like the whole thing. I think you said an 18-pound halibut.
Big halibut by one of the members of San Diego Yacht Club. So.
Dart called me yesterday, said that their big sand bass was like 5.8 pounds.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
I've been fishing the Bay my whole life. I've never had a 5.8 in the Bay, let alone on tournament day. Yeah. Like, good job, Dart.
So good
and
job.
Big Corvina for Rob. Yeah, the whole thing was cool. Good job, boys.
Good stuff. So congratulations to them on that big win. And again, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always find the Let's Talk Hookup guests in there and more. So check it out.
You got it. Well, the phone lines are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Phones are 100% full, and it's still worth saying, if you're new to calling into the Fan, again, 833-288-0973. Phone lines are a little bit different. You will not get a standard busy signal because the phones are so full right now. The phone will just continue to ring. We're definitely not ignoring you. Adam and Dallas are back there taking the phone calls, but you basically, your phone just goes into a queue, and then the second the line comes open, you get slid right in there. So if it's still ringing, it's not because they're ignoring you. The phones are packed up, though, right now, and we're going to start it off with Janet, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Janet. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Janet. Janet. Good morning.
I think we have maybe set the phone down.
Yeah.
So, well, why don't we put Janet off and see if we can't jump on another? How about we talk to Mark? He's calling us from Lakeside. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Great.
Hey, I just got a quick question for you. They were talking about swivels with those Colt snipers yesterday, and could you do that same setup with a dropper rig for live bait or with the flat balls where, you know, I could already have them pre-rigged and just throw on one knot instead of having to throw everything together? And would you hook that rubber band and weight to the swivel for that dropper loop or the drop setup?
With a Colt Sniper, I don't think that you would. I don't think that the lure would move as effectively as you wanted if you were adding that thing to a rubber banded torpedo sinker. I think that that lure needs to be fished right on the end of the line. As opposed to, like, pre-rigging it with a leader, what Brandon was talking about yesterday, you certainly could, and that's what we were saying is the difficulty right now with the Colt Sniper is deciding whether you want to just attach it straight to your 50-pound fluorocarbon, which will probably provide you the most amount of bites, or if you want to crimp a piece of, you know, 80-pound or 100-pound leader to it, which is going to, you know, aid you in not getting chewed off. And there's not a right or wrong answer there. You know, one you got to get the bite, and the other you got to get the fish. So you just kind of need to weigh out the, you know, the lesser of two evils. But as far as pre-rigging a leader and just putting like an 18-inch piece or 24-inch piece of fluorocarbon on it, crimp to the lure and the other end to a swivel, that would be no problem. But I don't think I would want to add any type of sinker to that. I think you'd want to fish that thing flat and save your sinker for a live bait.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Rick. You got it. How about Eric from Valley Center up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning, Eric.
I'm kind of a beginner at ocean fishing and stuff like this, but you guys make Cedros Island sound like such a good place. I want to go down. What do you do for beginners down there?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, great question. You know, for us especially, and myself, like, because I'm on every trip, a beginning saltwater guy, it's great for me. Cedros Island is a great spot. You know, that's where I've been teaching my daughter how to fish, too, because one thing with people who start fishing, like, the most important thing is to get bit.
Totally. Action.
And so, like, there's a lot of action down at Cedros. And so for
many
beginners.
Bites.
Yeah, like, you know, you come down just cast and retrieve methods with plastics or, you know, a flat fall or something like that, and you're getting, or the war blade is another favorite of mine for beginners. This is a cast and retrieve motion, you know. If you can throw it out there, let it sink a little bit, start reeling in, most times you're going to get rewarded with calicos and stuff like that. So to me, Cedros is a great spot, you know, to, especially for us, there's, you know, I have so much gear, the people that come down have so much gear. So before you go out and spend, you know, saltwater fishing is expensive, before you just go start buying all these expensive reels and stuff, get a chance to come down, try some of my gear, see what other guys are using, get a good feel for a couple different style rods. And then that way you come home and you know, spend your money on something that you want, you know, because everything fish is different. Like,
so now Cedros Tackle, you have rental gear that whether they're on a Cedros kayak fishing trip or whether they're on one of the other outfits.
With someone else, absolutely. Yeah, I have really great Phoenix rods. Chris has brought down a ton of these nice bass rods that we've kind of upgraded a little bit. They catch yellows. We catch yellows on them all the time.
Nice.
I have a Daiwa Lexa 300 reels or Okuma. The Komodo 300s are fantastic, super strong. I mean, I just kill yellows with the 300s, you know.
Nice.
It's smaller, compact, you fit it in your hand, make great casts, it's a level wind.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I fill everything with Spectra and a quick, you know, top shot. And so, yeah, it's a great spot to come learn all that kind of stuff.
I'll throw one more thing in there that's cool about it is a lot of your trips that you do are groups. And if you were going down there with a couple people, you're going down with your own group, you know, if... I can't imagine anybody going down there not having a fantastic time. But say you do go down there with your daughter, and she's fished half the day and is stoked and done, and you wanted to end the day early, come on back early. No problem. Hang out at the house. I mean, like, you know, it's your trip and your charter.
Absolutely.
So you can decide the times. I can assure you ahead of time you're going to love it, and there'll be no issues with the fishing and no issues learning what to do. You've got a great staff down there. But the beauty of going on your own trip and your own charter is you decide when you want to go and when you want to come back.
Yeah, I get to show you Cedros like as if you're coming down on a vacation. You're not like on this fishing charter where everything's so regimented. You know what I mean? Like, we do whatever we want because we can. I own everything. We get to do whatever we want, like, literally.
Cool. So. Yeah, so it is a great place for a beginner because you're going to get a lot of bites.
Yeah,
most definitely.
That's the most important part.
Indeed. Sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. I'll talk to John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Hey, we talked extensively yesterday about our great Rancho Leonero, 23rd annual Rancho Leonero tournament. Such a great time. And Bob Blum did a nice job of reporting the action and such like that. It was beautiful weather and fishing, you know, was on and off, but everybody had a great time.
Yeah, it was a good trip as usual. It's the same old group, you know. We really had, we enjoy ourselves. And
we had a lot
time.
Of new people too, John. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we did. We did from all over, from the UK. We got a team. They traveled all the way from England for us. Well, the fishing has picked up this week markedly from last week, which is kind of good news. It's all been about the yellowfin, really, and the schools under the pods of porpoise out there and how far off they are and if you can run into them and if they're biting. And it has improved a bunch over the last 4 days. They're still quite a ways off. They're ranging from 15 to 50 miles offshore, both north and south. They're catching them. Van Wormer Hotels caught a 230-pound yellowfin 3 days ago. North of Saravo, north of the 88, they ran into a school of a pot of porpoise holding some big tuna. Not unusual. I'd see the average fish is 20. We're seeing 25-pound fishes average, and they're going to 70 is what we've had this week. And I'd say about 50% of the boats that are going out and searching around for them are limiting. When they run into them, they are limiting. Good fishing out there. But they're taking hoochies and cedar plugs, and we're getting some sardine now for bait, which is helping as well, and chuck squid as well. So I'd say it's about a 50-50 for the boats that are going out. Striped marlin are thick, not much pressure because everybody is looking around for the tuna. They're off of The lighthouse south of Fraley is about 7 miles off, and mixed with some sails, stripers mixed with some sails, and the occasional blue as well. The water temp now is 81, 82 degrees. And, you know, it's worth mentioning that the weather is just beautiful down here. It's still real cool. It's almost winter-like. The highs are in the low 80s. It's very, very pleasant. Nice weather still going on right now. Late winter, late spring. Inshore, a lot of pompano. We're catching big pompano, some big amberjack, the occasional big rooster fish as well. Rooster fishing's still not where we'd like to see it, but it's picking up. And they're picking up wahoo, too. A couple of wahoo a day off the White Cliffs, down by Vinaramas, just about a mile off the beach. Rapalas and Marauders are doing it there. So fishing has improved, guys. It's picking up.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, typical. As soon as I said watch, fishing's going to pick up as soon as we leave, right? And certainly it does. And that's the thing that people need to understand is, you know, just like anywhere in the world, fishing is cyclical. And one day, you know, it's a great fishing. But needless to say, you know, people caught fish. We had a great time, posted a lot of pictures. And you know, there was potential to catch a lot of marlin and big tuna around. It was a great time. And John, it's not just about fishing at Rancho Leonero, it's about the experience. And your experience, the food that you serve, absolutely fantastic food at the ranch every night. I don't know how your people do it. And you know, the new bar menu in the afternoon's fantastic. It's just a great place to come and hang out and enjoy paradise.
Thanks. You know, we're constantly working on it. We're not changing it. We're just improving it little by little.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, you're doing it right, John.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to come down, are there spaces available here during prime time?
Yeah, you know, we're awfully busy in June, up to about July 10th. We're just pretty much booked up. And then after that, we do have rooms available, 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. And we're getting some nice fish photos up on the website now, too, there. We're finally starting to get into the tuna and these wahoo, by the way, are pretty good size. So, you know, they're ranging to about 75 pounds or from
nice.
40 to 75. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, all right, John. Well, great time. And thanks again for all your hospitality. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it, gentlemen.
All right.
Thank
you. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Mike? Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, hi. This is Mike, your expert novice. My question is for Cedros Island. Is there a chance to kind of, I know the house is great and the food's great, but is there a way to maybe get some local flavor? Is there like a town you can kind of go to and, you know, be in Mexico?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, town is small over there on the island, but there is a couple small restaurants. And if that was something that the group wanted to do one night, I absolutely would entertain taking us to the restaurants that I enjoy eating, like when I'm down there by myself.
Certainly a must-stop is the world's greatest tortilla factory there in the town of Cedros.
Yeah, we hit that every day, you know, before we leave to take you to the plane.
I don't know what they do there, but those tortillas are...
For real, the best.
They are really good.
For real, the best. They
are
so
really
good.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
So that's certainly an option there, definitely.
Yeah, most definitely.
And
most definitely.
You know, because your meals are prepared right there at the house, food is fantastic. Fresh fish.
Yeah, Terry is a fantastic
cook. You bring down a lot of food.
Yeah, my wife packs the Yeti cooler bags before we, you know, get on the plane. So I, you know the salads and things like that and all the fruits and vegetables that we're eating. Just, you know, peace of mind. We use a lot of the fish that we catch, and Terry is a phenomenal cook, you know what I mean, and, you know, making very authentic meals that she's learned from her mom and grandparents and stuff like that. So
where did she grow up?
She grew up there.
Right there on Cedros.
Oh, that's cool.
She grew up there.
I dig it.
Yeah, which there's a lot of people that grew up on
Cedros. Yeah, most of my crew, I mean, I had a guy that was working with us at the very beginning. Terry has a little scar on her forehead. Well, he threw the rock at her in eighth grade that gave her the
star.
That's funny.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Mike, check it out. It's really a wonderful destination. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, he's a day late, but he just got back from weeks in Panama. Castman, Richard Castaneda from Cast 2 is Buenos Aires, Castman.
What's up, Cass?
Hey, Pedro, Ricky, I'm telling you, man, 16 days. That's a long time for this old man, but had two groups back-to-back, and just some incredible Dorado fishing. Of all the years we've been going to Petosie, I've never seen so many Dorado. I mean, a lot of females, big females, you know, 18, 20-pound females, and along mixed in with some bulls. And it was, like I said, it was just unusual to have so many Dorado in that area over the, 14, 15 years we've been doing that Petosie trip. But two good groups of guys. First group was kind of mixed with young guys from up in Oregon, most of them from Eugene, a couple from Portland, and then we had some older guys from Southern California. But everybody got along, had a great time. Second group was just about all San Diegans, and it was really interesting. Two father sons on the trip didn't know each other, but they both went to the fathers went to Point Loma High School. They were a year apart and lived about two blocks apart there in Ocean Beach and never knew each other. So, but anyway, it was pretty cool. But lots of tuna, of course. You know that Petosie area is known as the Tuna Coast. No big boys, but a lot of fun stuff. You know, 15 to 30 pound fish. Had a couple of wahoo. One big fat boy had to go at least 50, 60 pounds. But otherwise, oh, and then we had a guys were yo-yoing some kind of a big grub plastic tail thing there off of Fraley's, the rock outcropping we fished around. Hooked about a 300 pound black marlin. Had it on for an hour and a half on a, I understand, a four-piece Beastmaster Shimano travel rod and a small spinning reel. Had it on.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, they had it on for over an hour, and they were going crazy. Had some short video on it they sent me. It was awesome. And got it really close to the boat where they get really good look at it, and finally the 50-pound, I think, leader he had and wore through, and the fish got away. Well, they were going to release it anyway.
How so cool.
That's Panama,
awesome,
right?
Man.
You
good
never know
them.
What you're going to catch now. It sounds like a great adventure down there. What's next for Cass?
Well, next for Cass is nothing. Hanging out here, going up to Oregon this summer, and then we're going to go down and fish San Quintin late August, and then we'll have our Wahoo Rumble in San Jose del Cabo in middle of November. So
I'll tell you what's up next for Cass. It's next Saturday live at Encinitas Ford. You're going to be our guest at Encinitas Ford this coming Saturday.
I'll be there, man.
Yeah,
I'll
it's going to be fun.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and,
well.
Go ahead, Pete.
Anyway, so if somebody wants to come book trip with you, how do we do it?
Give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll be sending out a story on these two Petosie trips and have some dates for next year. Anybody wants to join us on this fabulous, fabulous Petosie Panama trip?
All right. Thanks, Cass, man. And we'll see you next Saturday at Encinitas Ford.
Be there, boys. See you then.
All right. Thanks, Cass. Appreciate that. And don't forget, that's our first San Diego County Ford Dealer live remote broadcast, Saturday, June 15th at Encinitas Ford. Your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random drawing or by winning the Shimano Canting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star fly-down, fly-back trip to Mazatlan. I'm going on that trip, too. It's in January. And includes a round-trip ticket, Los Angeles to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to check the Alaska Air banner on the front page at letstalkhookup.com for more details on all the great Alaska Airline destinations. And you can also win a trip on that fantastic Blackjack. That's a 4-6-pack boat right out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Shimano rods and reels. We're going to have Maui Jim sunglasses given away. We're going to be giving away Nomad lures, AFCO clothing, AFCO gear. We're going to be giving away a lot of Shimano lures and just lots of stuff. So just come on by, check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you this Saturday, June 15th, with the Cats Man and, of course, Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the coast, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. We're talking Cedros Kayak Fishing. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I'll tell you what, talking Cedros, kayak fishing, what better setup than the Tranx Terramar?
Oh, my God.
Going down there, right?
I mean, down the line from 200s in, you know, fishing a small swim bait, 300s fishing your leadhead and swim bait, 400 fishing, you know, weedless and big jerk baits, and then obviously the 500 for surface iron fishing. I mean, you pick one in that lineup, it's the right reel for catching from bass to yellows at Cedros Island.
All you have to do is put the Tranx Terramar in somebody's hand and say, try this. And they'll buy it because it's that good. It's that good a reel, the whole setup. And that's the cool thing is that from 200, 300, 400, 500, it fits every need you possibly have from big yellowtail, even bluefin tuna, down to the smallest freshwater bass or calico bass.
No doubt. We had a caller earlier talking about beginners. If you dial up the VBS variable braking system on that Tranx, there is not a better casting reel for a beginner. And then you dial it back, it's the best reel for an advanced angler.
No kidding. Shimano, check it out at your local Shimano dealer. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Playing 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the the mighty Fan on Fan 97.3. You knew it was coming at some point.
At
we're
some
on there.
Point, it's going
to
happen.
Well, welcome back to 97.3 The Fan. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for The Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, their smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we're going to start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Hey. Good morning.
Good, good. Gosh, man, we had a little bit of sunshine yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice for a change, right?
Yeah, hopefully it's soon enough. But, hey, starting off here for us, you know, I'll start off in our halfway zone with inshore stuff. Our bait company brought in a nice load of anchovies, and, you know, you can do the math there as far as the bass action. Those fly line baits provide tons of action the last couple days. The calico bass fishing has been pretty darn fun. We've been catching some good bass on the artificial stuff, too. Guys fishing the stick bait, surface iron, rubber lures, and stuff like that. But, man, that anchovy has definitely perked up the catching along the coast and along with that calico bass. Seen some nice sheephead, some whitefish, and some sand bass on the sinkers. Down in our three-quarter day zone, it's still on the bottom fish. Some good scores on the reds again this week. I'll say there's plenty of sculpin in the mix, too, with some whitefish and things like that kind of filling in the bags. It's been steady for sure. I will say, though, that soon enough we'll be kind of transitioning into a more like a freelance type of trip. You know, if the fishing along the beach continues to perk up, then we'll switch gears and give that bottom fish some time off. So we'll kind of see how the weather plays out here with some sunshine this next week. The Fury, he's been over at Clemente tapping into some of that excellent fishing that's been going on over there. Yesterday they had some good yellowtail action on both the jigs and the live squid. As you'd imagine over there, the sea lions definitely were a factor, but they managed to put 14 of that nice island-grade yellow. That stuff's been like the 12 to 20-pound model. And the bass fishing over there is perked up as well on the spots with some bonito and some other stuff like that roaming around too. So that's pretty much it for us. Full schedule, man. We're in summer mode here. School's out here locally, so kids are on the boat. And we're cranking. So half days, three-quarter days, overnights, twilights, the whole gamut here. You guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing. Certainly reservations this time of year are going to be the way to go to get out with us. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarp.com. And like we urge you guys every week, take advantage of this discount. Save 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips by using the code BASS, B-A-S-S.
The bass capital of the world right there.
That's it. With the bass, the anchovy, we'll use that code and knock 25% off your ticket price. So book online and enter that code and save a few bucks.
It's spawn season, and those calicos are going off, I'm sure.
There's nothing like bass. You get a little sunshine and a little downhill current at Dana Wharf. Look out, man. That place comes to life.
Good. So we're clicking. We'd love to see some of your guys out there with us. So give us a call.
That's awesome, Willie. We'll appreciate a great report as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate that. All right. Beginning of the season at Cedros Island. We're talking Cedros, and we're talking Cedros Sport Fishing with Jeff Flowers for his first report this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. Jeffrey, how you doing?
Fantastic. How you guys doing?
Doing super. Hey, like you said earlier, you said it all with yellowtail are biting. And they are some big ones.
That's so
cool.
Them,
yeah, we got them going on the surface iron, you know, the trusty old blue and white mint, getting them on bait, and anything kind of with red in it. I think you hit on that a little bit earlier, Jeff.
Yeah,
yesterday
definitely.
We had a full trip down there this last week, our second trip for the season. Everybody got limits. The smallest fish was 27, the largest was 44.
Oh, my
wow.
God. The small one was 27.
And that was your first trip of the season?
That's the second trip.
Second trip of the season. Unbelievable.
Wow, that's great.
That's pretty awesome.
And the neat thing, too, is we had a couple anglers down there that like the freshwater fish, and they do the Sierra stuff. I think their largest fish, a couple of them were, you know, maybe 2 pounds. 2.5 pound trout, and he was the one who was pinned to the rail with a 40-pounder yesterday.
Nice. That's so cool.
Nice.
So some great experiences down there to be had by everybody. Calico and a sheephead, you know, they're biting. The MC swim baits, stick baits, anything red in it. And the largest one so far on our scale is a little over 6 pounds.
Oof.
And that's just after just the 2 weeks of been fishing down there.
Nice.
That's awesome, Jeff. Sounds like you guys are off to a great start.
Yep, it's going to be a great season. All the good indications. Jeff's been helping us out down there. He was some reports before the season started, so we got our clientele lined up, got him down there with the right gear, plus now he's got his tackle shop down there, so that's awesome for everybody. And we're looking forward to it, so I'm going to leave you with Rosie's number to give her a call. We got a few spots left open in the season, and the number is 619-772-7570. You can go on to SadroSportFishing.com, check it out under the schedules. And I got to pack because I'm heading down there on Tuesday.
Good for you.
All right. Good for you, Jeff.
Hey, well, have a great time, Jeff, and we'll get an on-the-spot report from you next Sunday.
You got it, guys. Have a great
all
weekend.
Right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, surf guru Gundy Gunderson is on the line. Gundy, surf fishing extraordinaire right now, right?
What's up, boys? How's it going?
What's up, Gundy?
Great.
Good, man, good. We got you know how it is this time of year. We got a lot of players in the game. And had another strong week of fishing. And some of those players, the Corbina, starting to show. We've seen some of that smaller fish early. The sand crabs are on the beaches in big numbers. A little bit small, so the guys are clustering a few of them, using that for bait. And the croaker bites improved, both yellowfin and spotfin, schooling in the shallows, getting them off the jetties appeared. We also have the good halibut action, and that's up and down the coast. Strong tides, the grunion run at the end of this week, so look for that to continue. And then the rocky kelpie areas, you know, lots of calico bass, sand bass. I know we talked about it last week, a lot of white sea bass in there and some nice fish. You know, I think we had a 14-pounder reported this week caught in the shallows up there off Malibu. So let me start at the top. Hook, line, sinker reported an excellent halibut bite at the sand spit and in and around the harbor. The sand spit is one of those, you know, it kind of necks off in front of the harbor when that current gets running through there, the smelt line up, and it's a real good spot for those guys. 1 to 2 legal fish in a session, 31 inches I think was the best fish. Small swim baits in anchovy, smelt pattern, salted anchovy also working well there. Wiley's reported still lots of white sea bass along those Malibu beaches. Like I said, a 14-pounder taking on big rock on a metallic sardine pattern flash minnow. Big fish in Seal Beach reported good halibut action. The Bolsa Chica Inlet was a hot spot for those guys. Zoom flukes on a dart head and live smelt been two of the top baits. We've been talking about how good that live smelt's working, especially in those estuaries, those river mouths, those lagoon mouths. Fish to 28 inches there. Ketchum Tackle reported a 7-pound Corvina taken between the piers there. The fish was photographed and released, so it is an estimate, so we'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt, but it was definitely a big, giant Corbina. Lots of better quality Corbina moving in on the beaches up and down the coast there. Hogan's reported a good mixed bag off Doheny and the harbor jetties. Lugworms, mussels have been taking spotfin, yellowfin, barred perch, a few Corbina, some of those short sea bass all in the mix there, and they're also reporting a big influx of Corbina in Capo Bay this week. And it's just a matter of time before those better fish start biting. We got a full moon coming up. That might be the trigger. Pacific Coast reported continued good bite on halibut in the lagoons. No tankers this week, but plenty of legal fish. Live smelt has been a top bait again there. And then Blue Water reported a 10-pound striped bass taken on a white swim bait at Dog Beach inside there. So If you want a lot of players in the game, this is the time to fish.
Some good fishing there, Gundy. Indeed, for sure. Well, Gundy Gunderson, thanks for a great surf report, and I think it's just going to get better next week, so we'll talk to you then.
Love doing it, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot,
Gundy. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Hey, the summer, it's happening. Bill Varney and the CCA are going to be holding a series of on-the-beach surf fishing clinics. To learn more, go to fishthesurf.com and click on the seminars tab. Also, all the surf tackle that you need, check out Bill's site. It's surffishtackle.com. Again, surffishtackle.com. That's where you'll find all the equipment that he uses on the beach every day for having all the success that Bill does. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, we're talking Cedros kayak fishing, and you're listening to Southern California sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Fan 97.3.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego.
Radio.com sports station.
This is Will Myers from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
A rush and a half, Will. Two-run home run, 11-0.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.